Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Hebrews 11, 1-3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. This is such an important thing that we need to understand as human beings, is that when it comes to faith, there needs to be a connection with God. There are so many things in our lives that we are trusting God for. And you can just sit still and think about those various things that you could be thinking about right now. Things that you are hoping, you are trusting that this would come to pass. But what we don't understand is that faith is a doing word. It is an action word. It is something that requires us to get up and do something. If you look at anything in life, if you had the faith for it, you would normally do it. Now the problem comes in when you have dreams and you have desires for things that you don't always believe in the beginning. You have a desire for it. And that is the thing that we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen. Faith is a work in progress. It is something that we need to become so that the end product can be something that is acquired, something that we become, and something where the impossible becomes possible. I'm sure you've heard these words in your life, where you've heard people say things like, you must believe in yourself, you must have faith in yourself. Only when we have faith in ourselves then we can do things. And I think that this is something that is so important to attach to when it comes to the God kind of faith, when it comes to I'm believing God for something that I don't really see in my life without God. I'm believing God for things that will propel me into the next, but I know that without Him, I can't do it. And so there is a realm and there is a place in us where we need to believe in God. And once we believe in God, the next thing that happens is we begin to believe in ourselves. Because now that you believe in yourself, you believe that the impossible becomes possible. This is very important because you can never obtain success without believing in yourself. Now, here's the thing that God does for us. He makes the impossible possible. And just think about it in this way. Before, you may not have thought, I'm able to do this. But the more you begin to ponder on the word, and the more God speaks to you, and the more your faith is being built, suddenly you change and you realize, but this thing is possible. Sometimes God uses people to tell us these things, where people start saying to you things like, I see you doing this. I see that this is something that is possible for you to do, or that is something that is possible for you to do. And once you have someone that believes in you, you begin to move into the realm of believing in yourself. Think about a child. Think about the moments when you were younger. How many times did your parents have to say to you, I believe that you can do this. Or you just had that one person in your life where you really did not have the confidence to do this, and this person says, I believe that you can do this. And after they speak to you about a certain thing, there's so much build up on the inside and excitement, and you feel that you can run. And this is the secret to all of us being able to get to the place where faith becomes a substance, where faith becomes something that is tangible, because it may not have been there before. And that's why the Bible says that faith is a substance. There must be something. It may be small, it may be very tiny, but as long as it begins to grow, as long as it is harnessed, it becomes so much greater than we will ever be able to imagine. And through that, success comes. Now, coming back to the example of when someone believes in you and they begin to speak and say, I see you doing this. I believe you can do this. I see that ability in you, because sometimes we don't see that ability within ourselves. But God begins to harness it. So my son plays soccer. And as much as soccer is a physical game and they need to have skill and all of those kind of things, it is also a mental game, which is something that he always says that his coach says to them. And there are moments when his team does exceptionally well, and the coach will applaud them and the coach will say, you guys did well. But there are moments where they maybe don't feel they have done so well. So what we have done, my husband and I, is that we take those moments where we sit and we make sure that he's mentally strong so that he can have faith in himself. We speak into him so that we look at the things that he may not be able to identify, and we will say to him, but boy, this is what you can do. I've seen you being able to do that. And the more he's spoken to and the more he begins to believe in himself, he is inspired to become more. Now, that is what faith does. And that is why we always need to be linked to God. And we need to be linked to people who are faithful, because those people will see something, will see that substance, even if it is not developed in its fullness yet. They see something, and that substance speaks about. They see something, and when they begin to identify that thing, there's a grace that comes upon them, and there's a determination that comes upon them to be more than their current self. Why am I telling you this? You may be dreaming for certain things. You may be sitting and saying, but you know, I've always wanted to do this, and you have a desire, but you're looking at your situation and you're thinking, but there's no evidence. There's nothing in my, I don't even feel excited right now about that thing. All I know is that I desire this thing, but I don't have the energy for it. I don't have the capacity for it. I don't even know how I'm going to get there. Here's the thing. You need to be found in the presence of faith himself, which is God. And God could be represented in his word. God could be represented through the people that he sends your way. But just when we have someone who believes in us, suddenly things begin to move. And I come back to the statement that I made earlier, is that you just need that substance to be worked on. You just need that identification of that one thing. You need the identification of that one thing. It just needs to be identified that there's some sort of spark, or there's something there on the inside of you. And once that spark takes off, there's a flame that starts on the inside of you. Don't give up. Don't give up on your desires. Don't give up on the impossibilities. Don't give up on the things that seem to be so impossible in your life that you don't know how you are going to get there. That is why God is there. A lot of people give up because they have not identified the substance yet. They do have the desire, but there's no spark to the substance. There's no understanding that this thing, it will set me alight. It will make me become so much more. Go back. Go back. Fall on your knees. Go into your prayer closet and begin to ask again. The Bible says, for faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. For the evidence, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It is not there yet. It is not there yet. Faith does not work on the seen things, it works on the unseen things. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean that it's not on the inside of you. Just because you don't feel it at the moment doesn't mean that it's not there. You need to trust that God has built something on the inside of you, and that thing needs to be ignited. I leave you with these words, that God has a mighty, 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 mighty plan for you. Don't give up because you think you are not there. Faith is action. Begin to work towards it. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that your spirit of truth and your spirit of wisdom will be revealed in each and every person hearing the sound of my voice, that they will get to a place, Father, of action. They will get to a place of trust. Father, whatever they are trusting you for, Father, whatever you have spoken into their hearts and their spirits that they were once excited for, the things, oh God, that they have started neglecting, I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that your wisdom, your truth, would be revealed to them once again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. I will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care. TrendyBeast.com.
Chosen generation, we've been called for to show His excellence. Hey, all I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation, we've been called for to show His excellence. All I require for life, God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm working in power, I'm working miracles, I live a life of favor. Chosen generation, we've been called for to show His excellence. Yeah. All I require for life, God. God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. Come, we're being called for to show His excellence.
On trendybeats.com.